Okay, my loves, we're back. It's the same day. It's February 7th, Wednesday. Still the middle of the night. But yeah, we're on part two of the Divine Feminine and Masculine Air Signs, Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini placements. Okay, so I think we ended off the first episode with, I was just trying to throw those in, the last little tidbits, because I was like, wait, I was watching some earlier, and I feel like you guys can benefit from that information too. But I was saying that, like, your spirit team, your ancestors have been guiding you guys to let you guys know you're going to be good. You're going to get whatever car you've been asking for, whatever move you've been asking for, a big life major change, a big blessing. You're like, you know, there's got to be more to life than this, right? You're going to get that. You might even get to enjoy some of the life, the world, exploring and things. You know, you're going to get moved out the way before everything happens. You're going to be in a safe place, you know. A lot of you guys have been praying for stability. Like, maybe you guys are always moving. Maybe there's always an upheaval in your life. Maybe there's never a solid foundation. Maybe you're in somebody else's house right now, on somebody's couch, or in a guest room, or in a shelter. Like, I don't know where you're listening from, but you've been asking for stability for you and your family, or your family to come. And I feel like no matter what your situation is, what I was picking up on that I left off on is, do not compare yourself to motherfuckers you see on TikTok and stuff like that. A lot of these people, they don't want to change. You know, a lot of people don't want to change. They want to keep wasting their money on vanity and things. There's nothing wrong with looking good. Nothing wrong with getting a fade. But if you got it like that, then spend it like that. But I feel like a lot of you guys that are looking, like, especially from some of the people that I've seen, and I just felt so bad, like, baby, you can't compare yourself to these people. I felt really bad that other people are comparing themselves to motherfuckers that don't know what's happening. They're not spiritually in tune at all. And it's like, they don't even know that the world is about to come to a fucking end. And you just spent all your money on a new fucking lace front and a rental car and this and that to keep up with the Joneses. Meanwhile, you could have been saving that shit towards getting a house, putting a down payment on some shit, having some type of stability, right? If you guys have been paying attention, they made it illegal to be homeless. Like, where the fuck they do that at, right? It's illegal to be homeless now. Like, you will literally get arrested and go to jail because you cannot afford to live somewhere. That is the most fucked up thing that I've heard since, forever. Like, I've never heard anything that fucked up before. Like, what do you mean? Especially for places that have a huge population with homeless people. A lot of places do. Everywhere got homeless people. New York, Cali, Washington, Oregon. Everybody. I feel like everybody has Arizona. Everybody that I've ever seen or I've known somebody that lived there, everybody has their own section where they're like, yeah, that's where the homeless people stay. Or out in Washington, we say that's Tent City. We be like, that's Tent City. They've been sweeping these people and pushing them back and back and further and further and further. Out here in Washington, downtown Seattle in particular, there was like the whole downtown Seattle was filled with a lot of homeless people that were just there all night, all day. A certain area in Pioneer Square was like, this park was just like full of them, full of tents. They're just lounging around. They can get on a bus for free and go from one area to the next, whatever, whatever. That shit has been cleaned out for like a couple years now, ever since COVID. So they've been pushed further and further back. Then they're camping out in different areas, and then people are complaining, and then the police are coming through, tearing down their shit, pushing them further and further back. So I kind of seen this happening. I just didn't think they were going to do this. So the whole United States, it's not just one state. The whole United States is now a law that it's illegal to be homeless. So do not have fear in your heart about anything that you're seeing. Just understand the timeline that you're on, baby. Okay? And understand that your spirit team is coming to give you these messages to let you know that you're going to be good. You know? If you're like, damn, this inflation, this and that. Yeah, That's still happening, but you're going to be good. If they've been trying to, even if y'all were like, damn, I didn't know about extreme couponing, me fucking either. Like I said, I was using that shit as like shit to catch my fucking grease from my fried chicken and my fried fish, baby. Like, and I started to look at that shit like, I thought it was something fancy. Like I had to go on a website and do all this fancy shit. I was like, damn, I could really go in my kitchen right now and that drawer full of junk mail and look at, be like, damn, I had all these coupons. Like she was getting steaks and meat and lunch meat and fucking hot dogs and cereal and shit for the kids. And it's like, to me, I always felt like extreme couponing was a task, right? I mean, it is for the ones that's really serious about it. It's a task. Yeah. They be doing the extras the most. For me, it didn't seem like I'm not off that. Like I'm just not off that. I'm not about to sit here and do the whole thing. Like for them, it was a task. You feel me? I already got too much shit going on. So for me, simply to put it in an easy perspective for me, go check that mail, get that junk mail, go through that bitch, be like, oh, here's Safeway's little catalog. Sometimes when you go into the store, they had a shit right there in the front for the free, just boom, even if it don't come to your mailbox, right? And all the little grocery stores like out here, Washington, there's like QFC, Fred Meyer's, Safeway, all them little shits, right? And it's like, they'll be like, oh yeah, this steak's on sale, buy one, get this, what, da, 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 da. If you know I need meat and you see there's a coupon for the meat, cut them bitches out. Feel me? You feel me? And then after they rang everything up, you put in your little Safeway card, their little membership for Fred Meyer's or whatever, doop. That takes off the little prices that they have in the store. And then you hand them the little fucking coupon and they enter that bitch. And that shit knocks it off even more for laundry detergent, soaps, everything, every fucking thing, diapers, whatever y'all need, Similac, all that shit. Like, do not look at things as like the world is ending. It is fucking ending, but like your spirit team is trying to tell you either through me or other things that they showing y'all to like open your eyes up and don't let these motherfuckers pump fear into your heart like that. If you're like, I'm a check way, check fucking, what's it called? A paycheck away from being homeless. You're not going to be homeless. Your spirit team is not going to put you in that fucking situation. Especially you already done did everything God has asked you to do. You humbled yourself. You know what I'm saying? You had to make some sacrifices. Shit, I can't eat out and pop it with my friends as much as I want to anymore. Or like, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't travel the world like I used to when I was younger. I gotta buckle down and make sure my household is taken care of. You have sacrificed enough. They're, the gods and your spirit team is not gonna have you out here looking crazy. You feel me? And then going to jail for no reason. That's some fucked up ass shit. Like, I don't even understand how that is legal. Like, that's fucked up, bro. That's not gonna be you. You're gonna be good, right? So understand that your next phase is moving somewhere, getting set up, whether that's in this country or not. For some of y'all gonna stay in this country, you know? And I see people comment on that too, like, because that's another thing, especially I'm speaking about Black History Month again, being African-American, Black, whatever you want to call yourself, Hispanic, Latino, whatever you want to call yourself, they consider us niggas. Even Hispanics and Latinos, you guys are looked at just like us. They just want us to beef with each other. But to y'all always been family to me. You know, they want us to go against each other and shit like that, but y'all always been family to me. So, especially for indigenous folks, I should say, with darker skin, right? We got to understand that sometimes when you go to other countries, they don't want you there, especially niggas. You know, so it's like, it sounds good to be like, oh yeah. Yeah, I seen a TikTok post about this too. He literally was like, people keep posting or saying or talking about how there's other countries that'll pay you to move there. And it's like, but do they like niggas though? Cause 9 times out of 10, because of how America portrays Black people to be, African Americans to be. And that's not even how us, there's like they put us all in this like sub genre, this group. And it's like, not all of us are like that. It's each person for themselves. But because automatically when you see our skin color, you think this is all, the whole world is just, oh, we're gangsters, we're all gang members and pimps and drug dealers and this and that and da da da. So it's like, we can't even be welcomed into certain countries because of the color of our skin. So it's like, I seen a lot of comments too, like, damn, I'd rather deal with the devils that I know, you know? So some people are not even comfortable with being like, I'm just about to uproot and leave and go to another country, because that's a risk in itself, especially sometimes depending on your culture background, your skin color and shit like that, right? So whether you're staying in this country or you're going, your spirit team is going to have you ducked off, tucked away somewhere, safe, protected, stocked up and good, right? And I was saying towards the last of that, I was trying to finish it out, because on this little app, it like gives you an hour. And that's why I be pausing and then doing it again, because it's like you can only talk for like an hour straight and then it'll be like, oop. So yeah, I was trying to rush it in, but like, you're going to be good. You're going to be stocked up. I said on the old episodes, Tower of Babel, I think it was like blended families, something like that, like Tower of Babel, blended families, new families, something like that. And I was giving hella advice about homeschooling, what to do, how to keep your kids entertained, shit like that, because you guys gotta understand, this is just the beginning. I think towards the end of last year, somewhat like around summertime, fall time, something like that, I predicted and told you guys I had a dream that Trump was gonna win, but it wasn't the election. It wasn't even like an actual voting thing, because I, you know, a lot of us know that the voting shit is rigged. But it was like, there was no voting. It was just like, that motherfucker Trump just won. I don't know how the fuck they do that. The same way I don't know who the fuck said and voted for homelessness to be illegal. Like, who the fuck, we as the people didn't vote on that. You feel me? So I don't know how the fuck that got into what it is. But Trump is gonna be the next president. Okay. And I told you guys that's when all hell's gonna break loose. Wars between the, what's they called? Like the Proud Boys, the KKK, all that little fucking weird shit like that. All that shit gonna be, all that shit is up. I predicted all this shit on these past episodes, mainly the Tower of Babel ones, and was trying to warn you guys about this. So if y'all don't remember, cause it was like 3 years ago, tune in to that now, because this is the timeline that we're on and you're actively seeing it right now, right? So wherever they, if your spirit team is like, nah, move here, nah, move to this state, nah, move to that state, move to this country, and you know, you decide that shit and you stand on that and you're like looking at places, and even if you don't have your abundance, your inheritance, your promotion, your whatever lump sum of money that you're going to have to move, even if you don't have that in your graph yet, look at that shit so that you can have some type of idea of where you want to go and how you want that to look for you and your family, right? Because the shit's going to fucking happen, okay? It's already happening, so make sure you're putting on your big girl and your big man drawers and you and your panties, and like you really realizing, this is the current reality that we are living in. I have to take care of myself and I have to take care of my family. I have to make sure I'm at my healthiest self. I can't be fat and lazy. You know, I can't be dependent on prescriptions and shit, because shit's going to be cut out. Learn your herbs. Learn how to make some fucking tinctures. Learn how to make a fucking tea. Learn how to get your kid a bath. Tap into that indigenous side of your bloodline. And I know I'm not, y'all not the only culture that listen to me, but I'm talking to y'all because it's your month and your spirit team is like heavy in my energy. Like, they didn't go to the pharmacy, they didn't go to CVS, they didn't go to Walgreens pharmacy and shit and be like, hey, I need a prescription for this. And do not think that I'm bashing you for saying that. I used to take prescriptions when I wasn't in control of what I took. You know, I'm somebody is my parent and they tell me you need to take this for anxiety, and then I stopped taking it on my own because I'm like 13 and I'm like, nah, weed works better, I'll just keep smoking. Shit wasn't even legal yet and I'm just like, nah, I'm gonna smoke weed, it helps me. And you know, that's just what I fucking stuck with, and I know all the strands and what they can help me out with. Stuck up on that shit too if you need to. You know what I'm saying? Stock up on certain herbs. Learn about which ones that you can mix together to help a headache, cramps, migraines, you know, whatever the fuck it is for you and your family, how you could break a fever with certain fruits and vegetables and make your own soup and your own stew. Like, if you're like, damn, I don't know who to ask, go buy a fucking cookbook. Order it off Amazon. Go to Barnes and Noble. You know what I'm saying? Go to the library. If like, I can't buy this shit, go to the library and scan that bitch. You know, scan the pages, copy them, get a fucking binder, put that bitch in there. Do the whole cookbook, nigga. You feel me? They got 50 pages in the cookbook. Do about 10 pages a day. Go to the library. Make that shit. Get a binder. Hole punch that bitch. Put it in there. You feel me? Be resourceful, my nigga. Because when this shit is gone, bro, I don't want y'all to be like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Because you can't go knock on nobody else's door. Y'all seen, watch that movie, Leave the World Behind. That was a good movie. But like, pay attention to that. Some people have already been preparing for this. You know what I'm saying? And I've been trying to tell y'all, prepare yourselves for it. I told y'all about 3 years ago. So some of y'all had about 3 years to prepare. Some of y'all was going through shit like me. And it's like, the gods didn't forget about us, even though we've been going through shit and we're like, I can't fucking focus on that right now. I got warfare going on. People are attacking me. People stalking me. They ain't forget about us. So they're going to make sure we still have time to get us and our family prepared. And that's the next phase you got before you get the love of your life. And, you know, you up here worried about fucking Valentine's Day and shit, or a little fucking, Christmas and all that bullshit don't fucking matter. You're going to have that for the rest of your life. They need you to prepare. You feel me? Get a couple dogs. Get some security dogs. You might be like, oh, I have a little alarm system and, oh, we got a camera system. You can have that for the time being. But what happens if the government shuts down everything? You ain't got ADT and fucking Ring camera and shit to do nothing. And you're just, you got your gun and you got your cane Corso. You feel me? You dig me? Like, you got nothing but neighbors around, or you're in the middle of nowhere. Like, make sure you guys are safe. Make sure your shit's safe. Do whatever you gotta do to make sure y'all good. And that's what you're working on, okay? I hope that makes sense. They got a lot of messages. This shit's happening now. It's not something that's about to happen. They're like, no, this shit's happening now. And right before it happens, you're gonna break free. Like, just understand, you're gonna get this freedom, okay? They need y'all to go into hiding, to be in seclusion. Don't, like, I'm not saying you can't pop out and look cute every now and then. You know, I'm not saying you can't go do this and that. I'm not saying that at all. Like, enjoy your life. You don't got to be living on edge or be scared or feel like, damn, before the world ends, I want to go to 3 places this year. Cool, go to those 3 places. But just understand, when this election time rolls around, well, what is it, like November-ish? I think they, like, do the shit in, like, November, and then, like, January or February is a little motherfuckers be elected in, or however the fuck that shit works, something like that. Just understand, winter, like this, around this time next, like this upcoming year, 2025, shit gonna be different. The end of 2024 going into 2025, shit's gonna be different. So if they say, duck off, we're gonna give you this bread, don't tell nobody, duck off, they gonna get the bread, don't tell nobody. If you're like, I got 2 people that I fuck with in my family, I got 3 people I fuck with in my family, they held it down with me, they went through the struggle with me, they gonna make sure you can help them out too, you know? But they gonna make sure they got their own place. You know, they gonna make sure they're set up as well. Everybody is in this mode of hermit mode and gathering. It's like a bear in like hibernation. They stock up on shit, or like squirrels. They be gathering all them fucking nuts in their cheek, and then they go in the cut when it's winter time. So even though it's winter time right now, y'all damn near got like a year to get this together. I'm not saying a whole year is going to go by and you're going to be single the whole year or nothing like that for the people that's like heavy, heavy worried about a relationship. But up in between that time, you're going to end up meeting that person in between the next year. But in between that time, get to your healthiest self. So, you know, you're not struggling to breathe if you got to box somebody up about something, or you know what I'm saying? Like, if you gotta run downstairs because you hear some shit popping out, if you ain't breathing all heavy and shit like that, be at your healthiest self, your mind, body, soul healthy. Get a spiritual routine. Stock up on whatever you need to stock up on, right? Make sure you got shit organized for you and your family, your kids, entertainment. It's cool to have the nicest PlayStation, the smart TVs and all that fucking shit, but they're distracting y'all with that shit. That little fucking goggles thing, the little goggles, Apple, whatever the fuck that shit is. And it's like, I don't know what the fuck that shit's called, cause I don't be paying attention. It's something Max Pro, something. It's like fucking goggles or something. It looks like virtual reality. You put it over your head and you could check emails, listen to music, text message and all that phone call shit, whatever. But it's like over your eyes, like virtual reality. Motherfuckers is walking around the street, down the street, doing shit with the little fucking goggles on their head. I need y'all to go watch the shows, The Feed. I don't remember if that was on Prime Video or Netflix, but it's called The Feed. And the next step from that is getting a chip inserted inside your body so that you don't need the goggles and you could just see it out your own eyes. You can also see that kind of shit happen on Black Mirror. That's on Netflix for sure. Black Mirror, different episodes. There's so many different ones. Just pick them and just watch them. Black Mirror. But The Feed, it's called The Feed. And it was literally, it reminded me of like that goggles thing that Apple or whatever company that was that dropped that shit the other day. And everybody buying it and you can like do all that fucking shit on it and walk around and whatever, that shit. And it reminded me of that shit that they dropped the other day and the Neuralink chip put together. And you can like, motherfuckers was making phone calls on their hands. Like you didn't, it was like they didn't even have to have a cell phone no more. It was just like you can dial and talk to people with your hand because there was a chip in you. You gotta understand, they're trying to desensitize us to certain things. Why the fuck do you need goggles? Virtual reality is already kind of a bit much. You know, people be running into the wall, hurting themselves, trying to play these little fucking games. But like, it's like, you can watch 3 TikTok videos at once, all at once, and check the listen to music and check your fucking email. It was a lot, it's a lot of stuff. And it's like making your attention span short, keeping people distracted. Another thing to keep up with the Joneses and spend money on. But it's like your spirit team is like, fuck all that shit. Like I see they're like with the five of baskets here is giving me like knocking all that shit over. Like I'm not saying that shit's going to flop, but something's going to probably happen to somebody because they're not paying attention. You know, somebody might get hurt. Somebody might get robbed and it turns bad or something's going to happen. Where it's like, see, why are you wearing that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, it's already dangerous to walk down a fucking street and have both headphones in, blasting, not paying attention to your surroundings, let alone something over your fucking eyes. And you're so heavy into reading a conversation or looking at a video or scrolling. And even though you can see a little bit outside of it, you can get hit by a car. Somebody can rob you. Somebody can hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything could happen. So, I'm not going to say that it's going to flop or nothing like that because, I don't know, it's technology. But at the same time, understand what they're trying to prepare people for. See what they're doing in the world. And it's not to put fear in your heart. It's to get y'all to pay attention to why they need y'all to move the way they need y'all to move, moving forward. If your spirit team is showing you gun ranges and stuff, and you're like, why I keep seeing people... Whether you see them at the gun range shooting or you see them in their backyard in the forest somewhere shooting and hitting a target, whatever. If they're showing you that, it's like maybe they're telling you, go get a gun and practice. Even if you're like, you know, you might be the person like, oh, I got to practice first and da-da-da. They're like, get the license while there's still a license to be able to be had, if that makes sense, right? Because pretty soon, all of that's going to go bye-bye because they are cracking down on everything so that you can't defend, feed, nurture, and take care of your family and yourself. It's like they're taking care, they're getting rid of all basic human rights. I don't know about in other countries, but for sure in America, you feel me? So while you can still get a fucking gun license, when you get your money, apply for that shit. Especially if you don't have any felonies or nothing crazy on your background that will make you not be able to get it, right? And get as many as you can, right? Stock up, like, literally, okay? Because things are changing. It's not to put fear in your heart, but it's to let you know. You know, they think a lot of us are weak because they think we're just consumers. And I'm not going to say majority of us ain't falling into that category, because majority of us, not y'all listening to me, y'all filthy. The people that support me, y'all on top of y'all shit. You feel me? But I'm talking about the people that you just be seeing just lost in the sauce, worried about Megan and Nicki beef and worried about Drake's little dingling picture or whatever the fuck that was on Twitter. Like, they're worried about distractions and not even really seeing the bigger picture. That is weak-minded. It's a weak mindset because you don't really see what's happening, right? Yeah, for sure, guard your house. If you're like, damn, I need a dog. Some of y'all might have been like, oh, I want a puppy. No, get a dog. Go rescue a dog. Go rescue a full-grown cane, corso, pit bull, bulldog. Someone's going to knock a bitch out. You feel me? German shepherd ass. Like, something that's going to eat somebody's face off if they walk into the door, right? Without you walking in the door with it, train it. If you got to watch a training video on YouTube, train that motherfucker, right? Like, go make sure you're set up. Yeah, but you guys are going to be good. A lot of you guys are the chosen ones. I don't feel like I'm talking. Yeah, I'm talking to divine masculine, divine feminine. I'm not talking to any karmics. You guys are the chosen ones. So you don't have to really stress too much. But it's best to be ready instead of getting ready, you know? Yeah. The rest of these motherfuckers are about to be scrambling looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Housing is going to be changing. A lot of people can't even afford rent right now. And then to just know that, damn, you're about to get evicted. And if you get caught slipping, lacking, pushing a cart around, setting up a tent, looking like you're homeless, there's no shelters anymore. There's no space. You're arrested. Shit's going to start getting crazy, right? So just understand that. Your spirit team is like, but you're chosen. You're protected. You're fucking good. You have nothing to worry about. Yeah. But understand, with the 9 and the 10 knives here, just understand that the people that are not, that's the biggest thing right now. If you guys, I seen also, there's this cute couple. I'm reading the cards, but it's like the shit that I've been seeing as I was scrolling and getting messages, I'm sharing them with you because it's popping up for me to share some of this information with y'all. So, what was it? There's this cute ass couple on TikTok. It's this white couple. It's Kay and Tay. I think it's called Kay and Tay. They're cute. And I think it's this white couple, but he's so cute. He's so sweet to his wife and they just had a new baby and stuff like that. But he just be surprising her with all this little cutie little dates and random things to do. And he randomly was like, babe, you know, you want to do something random and fun? She's like, yeah. He's like, let's go to Costco. And she's like, hell yeah, I never went before. Like, they don't talk like me, but she's just like super excited. She's like, I always wanted to go to Costco. You can bulk buy. For me personally, I think I've been to Costco like 3 times and we was borrowing. This was back in the day when I was a kid and we was borrowing somebody else's Costco card before they really cracked down on that. So ever since then, when they started making stricter rules, we haven't been to Costco ever since then because none of us had a membership. So saying all that to say, not only coupon, but go to places like that where you can bulk buy. I don't know if there's other places you can bulk buy like that. I don't know. Y'all might know. If y'all do know, then hey, there it is. But maybe Sam's Club, but out here in Washington, Sam's Club is gone. So, yeah, if y'all still got Sam's Club, because I see when I be watching other people's videos and stuff, their city and state still have it. Sam's Club, Costco's, you can shop in bulk. I don't know if they have discounts and coupons and stuff, but don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm broke, man. Fuck that shit. You better go stock up, dog. You feel me? Y'all seen what happened to COVID. That was just a test run. They was trying to see what, you know? Meanwhile, that lady that I was up there like, damn, girl, you stocked up for 3 years. You know, I was talking shit earlier on the last episode, like, she stocked up for 3 years. And she's still buying shit every 2 seconds. Shit, who knows? She could have been preparing for this shit because I think that show was made in, like, 07. She's like a doomsday prepper or something. She's been preparing for this shit forever. I don't know. Just make sure you got enough space to do so. Get a shed. Do something. You feel me? But set it up so that you and your family are set up good. You know, get that little membership. When you get your bread or whatever, you move, get that little membership. Do that too. Bulk buy, you know? Make sure y'all are good. These other people, you gotta understand, these other people, the only funds they might have coming up is that tax check. That, fuck is that shit called? Their taxes. Yeah, look. I forgot what the fuck the shit was called. That's all they might have is their taxes. And people already rushing to go and buy bullshit. I'm gonna go get the new little Max Pro goggle glasses things, whatever that shit called. I don't fucking pay attention to that shit. I'm gonna go get a new car that I don't really need. I'm just trying to upgrade the shit. I'm about to go and fly here and fly there. Nothing wrong with it. But they're not spiritually in tune, so they blowing that shit and don't even realize that's it. That was the only thing the gods was going to give them. And they're still blowing it to keep up with each other and to fucking look cool on a fucking video for 2 seconds. And don't even realize that y'all are over here stockpiling. Go watch Leave the World Behind in the beginning of the movie. I think the girl was just at the store or something. And, I think the family of the girl, whoever the fuck, they was just at the store regular. And then the dude was like stocking up. He had guns and shit. He had food, toilet papers, all types of shit in that bitch. I think it was Kevin Bacon's character. He had hella shit and he looked like he was preparing for something. She was just looking like, damn, I'm just at the store for a bag of chips and some drink or something. Like, am I missing something? You know what I'm saying? Like, some people been preparing for this shit. That's all I'm saying. So don't look and compare and be like, hey, damn, my friend can get her hair done every day. Okay, but in the midst of you being humbled, you learn how to braid your own hair. You learn how to do your own hair. Yes, okay, then cool. In the midst of you being humbled, did you grow out your own nails? Now your nails is healthy? Yeah. You just got some regular nail polish. You paint that bitch. It still look cute, right? You good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been taking care of yourself, and that's what's going to be. I've been telling people this for, like, years. 3 years ago. I was like, look, if you got surgery, if you can remove it, remove that shit, because it's going to start going bad, and they're not going to be able to fix that shit. I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's just not going to be there anymore. That field is not going to be there like that no more, like people think. That's one of the things I seen in my dream when I seen Trump elected. I seen war, I seen streets on fire, cars on fire, and I seen hospitals overcrowded and on fire. The shit looked like fucking Walking Dead. There was no zombies and shit, but you know what I mean? Where it's like abandoned cars, shit on fire. You can tell the car just exploded. The fucking hospital, like when Rick woke up in the hospital, and it was just empty, beds all everywhere, tossed over and shit. Like, it was just too much. Motherfuckers started going crazy. Yeah. So it's like, understand that this is the timeline, baby. It's happening. Okay? Like, within the next year, it's happening. Okay? The justice system's all fucked up, obviously. How the fuck are you gonna put all them people in jail? That's not no... These people probably never had nothing on their record before, and you gonna put them in jail because they can't afford to live because y'all won't raise the wages to match the rent and shit? Like, what? You see what I'm saying? Like, how does that even work? Shit's gonna be fucked. Fucked, okay? You're gonna be good. I told you guys back then, get a gardening book, stock up on seeds. If you guys get food stamps, or you know somebody to get food stamps, you can even pass along the information to them. They can buy seeds with that. Even if you're just stocking up on it, you're like, damn, I ain't even got a place yet, but I got hella beets, I got hella lettuce seeds, I got hella fucking carrot seeds, and da da da. I got a book that I fucking went to the library every day and front to back cover printed out everything on what season to grow this shit at, what type of nutrients it needs, how much sun it needs, all that shit. You got all that? Cool. At least you're ready. You got your seeds, you got the book? Cool. You got all you need is some soil? Awesome. That's what's up. You feel me? Whatever it is, prepare, right? Even you don't have to buy seeds. You can, the fruits and vegetables, I'm not going to say from the grocery stores because it's seedless everything, but if you go to a farmer's market where there are actual farmers that come and sell that kind of shit, they have, that still have seeds and stuff inside the fruits and vegetables, you could just take that motherfucker and take the seeds out of the fruit or the vegetable and put it in the ground in the dirt and grow some shit, right? So you're going to be good. Just, again, understand. This is why they're like, not, it's not that they didn't hear you about you wanting to be in love and shit. They're like, baby, you gonna be in love. Your man, your woman, y'all gonna be together. Y'all gonna have babies. Y'all gonna be good. You know? Look into this type of stuff. Do you have a doula? Do you know a midwife? Do you have a friend in the neighborhood that you know down the street? This person's a doula. So if nothing else, I know she ain't moving no time soon. If I have to, if I randomly had kids, I got a doula down the street. Cool. I got an inflatable pool from my kid's birthday party. You feel me? We can have this baby if worse comes to worse. You feel me what I'm saying? Like, prepare yourself in every aspect. That's it. That's all. These other people, it's real bad. It's getting real bad. They're going to be real heartbroken. And the thing is, you can only talk until your face turn blue. You know? You can only say so much. I'm not the only person that's trying to prepare people for this. Some people think doomsday preppers are crazy, right? Yeah, if y'all seen that movie, Leave the World Behind, at the end, the same shit that I said and I've been telling y'all about 3 years ago, that's how the fucking movie ended. The whole world was ended and they was all just crapped up in that house. I think they randomly got an Airbnb and they were just stuck at the Airbnb with whatever groceries they made for like a month or so for them to be there. And then, like, sorry, spoiler alert, whatever. Y'all know how I be doing this shit. Y'all can still go watch it. Fuck it. It's a good movie. But anyways, you're going to have to fast forward this little part if you didn't see it. But anyways, spoiler alert. At the end of that movie, the fucking, the little girl, they was looking for her, and she went to the neighbor's house, and the neighbors, you can tell the neighbors were on vacation or something like that. So they, the world was ending, so they didn't get to make it back to their home. But the house was stocked up with food, toiletries, everything. Even, like I told you guys, make a library of books and DVDs and stuff, not just for your kids, but for yourself as well. Because even if it's not that the lights go out permanently, the internet might shut down. And we might go back to, like, you feel me? The 80s, 90s and shit. I'm not saying VHS is gonna be out, but like DVDs, we got DVDs. Some people be like, I don't have DVDs. What a fucking, I don't have nothing against the different fucking generations like that, but I do talk my shit sometimes because some of the shit y'all say is stupid. You know, fucking Gen Z be like, millennials are so cringe. They still have DVDs. I have a streaming site. Streaming. Like, okay. The fuck? If your Wi-Fi is down, everything's down, the internet's down, you can't stream, you can't watch nothing up on your thing, there's no hotspot. So you're going to be in the house bored. If there's no books, because everything's on Kindle, I don't need books. That's so cringe. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, shut the fuck up, dog. Because you're going to be in the house bored, hungry, starving, not able to entertain your kids or yourself. If you don't go out there, cop some books, cop some DVDs, and stock up on that bitch. Have a whole room dedicated for a library. Some of you guys are going to come up on so much bread. Get a safe. Put money and cash in a safe. Them banks and shit already closing down. You know what I'm saying? When you first get your money, you might have like a year at most, maybe less than a year to have your money in that bitch. Slowly but surely start keep moving it out. Put your shit in a safe. I'm not saying not cost of money, but like the value of money is going to go away. It's just going to look different. It's going to look very fucking different. I can't remember the exact prediction I had for that, but it's gonna look different. That's all I can say. It's still gonna be valued eventually. You know what I'm saying? After all the shit's done and all that good stuff once this shit starts. But they're gonna let y'all get prepared. You're gonna be good. They don't want y'all to tell not a fucking soul about your plan. Don't be like, yeah, I'm moving to Mexico and, yeah, we're gonna be here and don't, oh yeah, like, no, don't tell nobody nothing. You know? If you're like a content creator and, you know, for the next year, you want to show people like, oh yeah, like, look what I painted this, I decorated this, da 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 da. Yeah. Maybe don't put your face in the video. Maybe don't put your name in the video. Make it anonymous. If you really feel like I want to post something on Instagram or TikTok and you just have to get that out your system, go ahead. Don't put your face in the video. Don't put your address and be like, yeah, we live here on this avenue northwest of this city and state. And you got your video everywhere showing how stockpiled you are and shit like that. You can give tips and tricks on stuff, but like, don't show your face. People ain't gotta know who the fuck you are. Just be anonymous. Just give people anonymous advice. So they don't know who the fuck, they just know you're somewhere in the world and you're stocked up. They don't know who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell your neighbors nothing. Don't tell nobody shit. Right? Don't tell nobody shit. It's each man for himself, every family for themselves. Okay? I was speaking about that before, about these couples getting together. The masculine, the feminine. The feminine is very psychic. The masculines are more like protectors and things like that. You know, I think I was like, some mobsters might be getting with like some sweet people, and I don't know. You need protection. Your ancestors got the best protection you could ever have in the world. I said the gangsters are gonna save the world. I wasn't lying about that. I said all this shit like 3 years ago. I was like, everybody looking down upon gangsters and hood niggas and you know, vatos and what do they call MS-13 and the Mexican, Latin gangs, Hispanic gangs, black gangs, no matter blood, Crips, folks, don't matter. Mobsters. There's mobsters and mafia in every culture. That's the crazy thing. Vietnam. Y'all, look, everybody got their own. I was watching a movie earlier and it was like, based in China, they had their own gangsters and shit like that too. Everybody got their own set of mob or gangsters or something like that. Those are going to be like the type of energies that save this planet, that's going to war with what's about to happen when Trump gets elected and everybody starts spazzing out. You see what I'm saying? That's who gonna make sure your house is safe. Right? I said this about the practitioner women getting with like the gangsters and y'all being good. Y'all, nobody's gonna harm y'all. You're gonna be safe. If you know about if you're a practitioner or you a baby witch or whatever you wanna call yourself, learn your protection spells. How you do your protection spells? Do you use runes, sigils, demons, angels, both? Luwa or Orishas, Celtic stuff, you know, like, Native American stuff. Like, what do? You put a little brick dust in front of your door. You bury something in the front yard so nobody comes through. Like, whatever it is, spiritually and physically, you need to make sure you guys are safe. Okay? That's it. But in the meantime, in between time, self-love. Get yourself back on point. Okay? Some of you guys have a major story, testimony to get out there. However you need to get that out there, get that out there. Okay? Some of you guys are gonna go viral. Some of your business is gonna pop off, you know? And this is, it's like just adding on to money. You know, if you guys are like, if y'all been waiting on inheritances and life insurance things that people passed away and they left behind, you know, even if they didn't have an inheritance, they had a life insurance policy, or they left you their military benefits, or like whatever that looks like for you. All of that's going to come at once for y'all. Okay. And it might, when I say at once, it's not going to be like, boom, it's just like all the checks show up in the mailbox at once. But it's like slowly but surely, after you get your first foot in the door and you're like, wow, this came through. I can move. I can get a house. Wow, I can get a brand new car. Wow, I can stock up on everything Nola was talking about. That's awesome. Then you're going to start being like, oh my God, wow, uncle such and such left me this. Oh, wow, such and such left me that. Da, 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 da. Like, so you're going to be good. Get your business started off of that. That's why that business thing is, you got to trust in that. How can you get ready if you're still slaving away at a fucking job? Like, you know, I'm still seeing people being like, it's like, this, I don't know. I don't want to say small-minded. I don't want to offend anybody, but it's like, there's a lot of people that are like, look, y'all got to see the bigger picture. Everybody has their own platform and they're doing their own thing in a different way. I have my voice and I'm using it on my podcast, but everybody does their shit in a different way. It can be a 3-minute video on TikTok and they're trying to tell people something. And people will comment and they're like, you know, people are saying like, I think this lady said earlier, I liked the video. She's like, yeah, how does she word it? She's like, people got to understand that, you know, slavery was this long ago and, you know, humans been here for this long and it's like, we need to break free. Like, everybody just complaining about how this and this and this and this is not fair. And then some people will comment and be like, well, why don't we all just stop paying bills? Then do it. Don't wait for the whole world to stop paying bills. Do it. Just stop fucking paying shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, stop showing up to work. Like, everybody is like waiting for somebody else to do it. I know that sounds scary, but you gotta know your spirit team. You feel me? Personally, me, voodoo carried me through a lot of shit. I don't have to work anymore. Like, I haven't worked in years, dog. And I still have a roof over my head. My electricity's on. I got Wi-Fi. I got a phone I'm talking to y'all on. You see what I'm fucking saying? Like, I haven't worked in hella. I haven't done taxes in like 2-3 years, dog. Why? Because I tap in with my ancestors, the gods. I do rituals. I do spell work. I don't have to pay. I'm not paying for nothing, bitch. I'm not doing none of that shit. What the fuck are you talking about? None of that shit at all. And guess what? I have my own business. I took a step out on faith and was like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. And I didn't have no car note. I had a car. I bought cash. Like, I don't know what that looks like for you, but I didn't have any extra bills to make it feel, oh my God. You know, I seen some people commenting out of fear, like, well, but how am I gonna pay for my car insurance? How am I gonna pay for my car? Like, dog, take that car back in there, save those little couple payments for a couple months and get you a cash car and make sure you test that bitch out and that it's running smoothly. If you got to get a little something fixed here and there, at least you have a car and you can drive it, right? Pay insurance until the insurance companies don't fucking exist anymore. I don't know, but like, it's just like people are really living fear-based. Like, there's so many loopholes and resources and I'm just like, y'all ain't even... But it's because everybody want to look cool. Like, what the fuck? Even all the cars that I've had, like the next car that I'm going to get that I manifested, I'm buying that bitch cash off the lot. Brand new. Nobody else drive it. I don't even want a motherfucker that test driving it besides me. I'll order that bitch. Bring it in and I want to unwrap the shit with you. You feel me? That's how brand new that I want my shit because I manifested that. I've never had that before in my life. I'm not about to go and lease and owe nobody no money. I'm not that type of female. I'm not about to keep up with no Joneses. I'm going to get me something that can drive. And even before I had a kid, something that's going to get me to and from everywhere that I need to go safe and sound without no breakdowns, without no issues. I put money into it, but not too much money into it. I know enough about cars to not get one with too many miles or something wrong with the engine or something wrong with the transmission or, you know what I'm saying? Right? So it's like, I don't know. It's just weird, fucking weird to me how people be living outside their means and they be stressed about it. And they're so scared to like humble themselves. Like, dog, if you don't get a motherfucking car off Craigslist or something, if you don't go buy a car that's been sitting in the hood at the gas station with the fucking for sale sign for like $4,000, but you don't want to, you feel me? You don't want to do that because you gotta have the latest and greatest to, no, fuck that shit. I just, it's crazy to me. That will save you a monthly bill right there. Go drive that motherfucking car. You'll get another one. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying y'all. I feel like y'all are going to be blessed, because I feel like whoever y'all are, y'all know how to move. Y'all know how to be smart and strategic with shit. Y'all know if y'all ain't got it like that, you just don't fucking have it like that. It's not that fucking serious. But it's really sad for the people that take it that seriously. You guys are about to get an abundance. For sure. Divine feminine, I'm not going to hold you. Wherever your divine feminine, divine masculine, excuse me, wherever your divine masculine is placed right now in life, in the world, how I said they're already set up. They could already be set up. They could already have their home and land and I don't know, something like that. They could already have somewhere. For a lot of you divine feminines, your masculines are going to move in with you. And it's not like no weird shit. You know, like, oh, he ain't got nothing. And no. It's not that. It's something about they're just going to move in with y'all. Facts. I can't make this up. Divine masculine is going to move with divine feminine. So divine feminine, another reason why I'm talking to y'all in particular right now. Another reason why they have y'all. I think I'm going to take the signs off this, because I feel like this message is just for divine feminines and masculine as a whole. I don't want to just say air signs, because I don't want nobody that's not an air sign not to hear this. I'm going to have to change the fucking title. But I just see a masculine coming and bringing their shit there. And it's not like, oh, he's a, what's I call him? Hobo sexual, H-O-B-O. Like, they're bums. They ain't got nowhere else to live. They're around for tax season. No. It's not none of that. They got their own bread. They got their own thing. But I'm seeing in the cards, for sure, they're going to come and pull up to a divine feminist spot. Because let's say, for example, let's say randomly, I don't know, we're just going to base it off United States. Let's say randomly, your divine masculine has a place in, we're going to use Cali right now. Cali's flooded. Shit's happening. San Diego, Los Angeles, probably other places too, but those are the main places I'm seeing. And it's fucked. Shit's getting flooded. Streets are, their streets are literally caving in. It's not just like, oh, there's a bunch of water. Like, no, their streets are literally falling apart. People's ceilings are not built for that much rain. It doesn't rain like that in Cali. My brother, rest in peace, my stepbrother was from LA, Watts, and Compton area. And like, they don't get that much rain. He always was talking shit about that place. I mean, not shit, like good shit, like, you know, popping his shit about where he's from. Like, yeah, we're from the Sunshine State and da-da-da, and it's always good weather and da-da-da-da-da, talking this big shit. And then it's like, it don't really rain like that out there, you know? For people that really know Cali, they be having droughts because it don't rain. They be like, oh, it's a Cali drought. Like, don't use too much water because you ain't got that much water to just be wasting and shit like that. Like, that's how much it don't rain out there. You feel me what I'm saying? So let's just say, for some of y'all, let's say that there's a place, it could be other places than Cali, but I'm focusing on it right now. But like, there's other places that are going through natural disasters. That's in the United States, at least. If it's happening across the country, fit the shoe where you need to fit it. You feel me? I don't know what's going on over there. There's too much going on over here to try to figure that out. But let's say they're somewhere living and they're set up and they're stable somewhere. But where they are, shit's about to go underwater, or there's a fucking earthquake or something crazy happening, and they gotta uproot and leave. By the time y'all come into union, it's like this person gonna be low-key, like, looking for somewhere to go. And boom, you already got a place. Y'all gonna be getting to know each other, talking and shit like that. But I see a divine feminine opening up their home to the divine masculine. Like, all right, baby, go ahead, move in. You feel me? We got all these coupons and shit. We got this. And we stocked up for like 4-5 years in this bitch. What? They're not about to catch us slipping. You're flaving over here. Yeah, babe. I'm gonna need you to try to help me set up a gate, cause we need a stone big brick gate so nobody can get over this bitch. And we need this and that. We need to set up booby traps, and we need guns, and we need this and we need that. So you guys are just flaving. Like, But yeah, see, for some of y'all divine feminines, y'all are being urged to set up like this because your masculine is gonna be like having to come through and be like, all right, babe, I got all this bread though, but like, bruh, I was living here and my old house is now under water. Like, I can't even contact the insurance company because everything in this area is underwater or under rubble. Like, you feel me what I'm saying? Wherever the natural disaster's happening. So it's like, all right, come out here. You're good. Yeah. Wherever divine feminine is being told to go, you control the climate. I can't make this up. Some of you guys are being drawn to go by the lake, by the river, by a body of water of some sort. And you're probably like, that seems a little sketch. Like, look what's going on with Cali. Look what's going on here. That's not going to happen because why? You guys are spiritually aligned to go to wherever you're going to. The only reason that whatever location you're in is not crumbling and going underwater and parts of the land are falling into the ocean is because you're there. Do you feel me what I'm saying? You're anchored there. It's like you're a fucking crystal. And you literally, your energy, the same way I said at the beginning of the last episode, that your energy is you asking Ogun or Papa Legba or your spirit team, whoever you work with, to help you get out of this warfare. And I was like, look at what's happening in certain areas and see if your enemies are there. The same way they can rinse these bitches out of here. Rinse, wash, and repeat these motherfuckers out of here. No offense to nobody that's going through it that don't deserve it, but the same way they're doing that to some people that deserve it in those areas, your enemies, is the same way that they can prevent it from happening because you're stationed there. So even if you're on the West Coast, I'm about to end it here and then it's going to be part three. Because these are some long messages, but the same way you're anchored somewhere. Let's say you're on the West Coast and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to Oregon and I'm going to live on the fucking, by the water, nigga. I don't know. Like, all I really know is about Portland. So I don't really know what part would be on the water tip, but like, yeah, somewhere along the coast. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to go to Oregon and I'm going to live by the water right there. Woo, woo, woo. I'm going to live by a certain lake or a river or waterfall or something. You're going to be good. You're not about to have no tsunami, no crazy shit, no flood, no none of that kind of shit because you're there. If they say move there, move there. And the whole reason that whole West Coast ain't going to crumble. And it's like, wow, all of this part of Cali is gone and it's underwater now and but Washington and Oregon still hanging on. It's because you're still there. It's because you're there and you're holding the fort down and at your little beach house or something in Oregon, holding it down. And you're like, damn, 50 miles south of me going towards Cali, that motherfucker's gone. It's in the water. Like, you feel me? You're safe. You're good. Like, literally, some of these places are only going to be saved because you're going to be anchored there. Even with Florida, Florida's all in the water and shit like that. Even certain places in New York, motherfuckers are like, New York is sinking. Somebody might move to New York and that certain part that you're in ain't going to sink. Because why? You're fucking there. Like, it's like you guys are like energy, you're healing. But y'all divine masculine is going to move in with y'all. I'm going to pause this. I'm going to end it here, excuse me. And we gonna keep it going. Cause, yeah. Still a lot of messages. Keep up with me. But at this point, we're at the end of the second reading. Second episode. And this is just for all divine masculines and divine feminines. Stay tuned for episode 3. Peace.